Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Don Shirley grew up in Pensacola, Florida. His family was originally from Kingston, Jamaica. They were well off. His father was an Episcopal minister, his mother a teacher. From the start, Don was a prodigy and fully expected to ascend to the concert stage as a classical pianist. But some doors remained closed to African-American performers, even in the North. The movie Green Book, which opens nationwide next week, shows some of the intricacies of race in America during the 1960s. So this story takes off when Tony Lip, played by Viggo Mortensen, a bouncer from an Italian-American neighborhood in the Bronx, is hired to drive Dr. Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, a world-class black pianist, on a concert tour from Manhattan to the Deep South. And they have to rely on that green book to guide them to a few establishments that were safe for African-Americans. Well, confronted with racism, danger, as well as unexpected humanity and humor, they are forced to set aside differences to survive and thrive on the journey of a lifetime. Mahershala Ali.
I think what really intrigued me about Don Shirley was how complicated he was. There's just so much to pull from in terms of just the things he was dealing with, the things that he struggled with, the things that he exhibited a degree of excellence in. So just the range of things that I was going to be challenged with in tackling was really attractive. Green Book is in reference to what was called the Negro Motorist Green Book, which was around in the 60s, which basically instructed black people or directed black people where they could stay in the South safely and be welcome, because, you know, our country was segregated at that time. What I learned was that gave a lot of African-Americans a little bit of peace in traveling, because they knew they could plot their journey. They knew exactly where they could stay and not necessarily go to these towns or these cities and be worried about finding a place to sleep.
Dr. Don Shirley, who, by the way, died at 86 in 2013, appeared relegated to the background of American musical history. That is, until now, with the Green Book. For all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.